China calls for Ukraine peace talks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Even as the Biden administration warns Beijing against providing weapons to Russia, China's foreign ministry has issued a 12-point proposal to end the fighting in Ukraine, including a ceasefire, while also condemning sanctions the United States has levied against Russia. On the eve of the one-year mark of the invasion, the United Nations General Assembly has called for Russia's withdrawal from Ukraine.
The non-binding resolution passing 141-7, with 32 countries abstaining, calling on Russia to end hostilities in Ukraine. Russia and Belarus voting down the resolution. Syria and North Korea also among the seven countries voting against. Among the 32 abstaining, Venezuela, Iran, and China.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The big winter storm that buried several cities under heavy snow has mostly dissipated, but the effects linger. In Michigan, nearly 750,000 homes and businesses have no power after Wednesday's ice storm.
Ice causes significant damage. So when you have an ice storm and it brings down large trees and large branches, it'll break utility poles and bring down wires. So the damage will take longer than normal to restore, and we will work through that.
Trevor Lauer is the president of DTE Energy. He says most customers should have their power restored by Sunday. The blizzard warning for portions of Los Angeles County continues. In the mountains east of L.A., several feet of snow is forecast between now and Saturday afternoon. There's been a schoolyard shooting in Philadelphia. Seven people shot.
We have one 31-year-old that we know of, and then the remaining victims are all juveniles. And those ages range from 2 to 17.
Philly's Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw. Police were still looking for suspects. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow gained 108 points, NASDAQ up 83, the S&P 500 closing 21 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden's transportation secretary found his way to East Palestine, Ohio, Thursday.
Nearly 3 weeks after the train wreck, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said he regretted not arriving sooner, but said he wanted to give the NTSB room to lead the investigation. Promising to hold rail carrier Norfolk Southern accountable, Buttigieg also called for stronger rail cars carrying hazardous material. And he took jabs at former President Trump, who preceded him into East Palestine by a day.
Any national political figure who has decided to get involved, I have a simple message, which is, I need your help, because if you're serious about this, there is more that we could do to prevent more communities from going through this.
The NTSB chair also said there's no evidence of a defect in the track and no evidence that the crew or engineer did anything wrong.
Fox's Mike Tobin, the attorney general in California, has opened an investigation into allegations of excessive force by the Riverside County Sheriff's Office. Deaths in the county's jails hit a 20-year high last year. Some stunning revelations in the double murder trial of Alec Murdaugh Thursday as the defendant took the stand.
Alex Murdaugh told the jury he lied. He was with his wife and son moments before they were killed by the family's dog kennels. He admitted he stole money from clients and his law firm in part to fuel an opioid addiction. And then Alex Murdaugh was cross-examined by State Prosecutor Creighton Waters.
You agree that the most important part of your testimony here today is explaining your lie for a year and a half that you were never down at those kennels at 8:44. Would you agree with that?
I think all of my testimony is important.
Waters focused in on Murdaugh's financial crimes, asking him if he had to look clients in the eye and lie about the money they could expect. Murdaugh wouldn't cite specific examples, but repeatedly said he did steal money and that it was wrong. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.